If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Gamers Podcast, where we break down all things related to gaming. I am your host, Paul, and I am here with my two gaming partners in crime. Coming up first, he got to select the last game, but today he's no longer the one in power. It's Josh.
I don't know how I feel about this, man. Like, I liked being the person that had the control and the ability to say, hey, It's my game. And one of you is picking it. And now I'm feeling a little vulnerable, man.
Yeah.
I don't get a choice. Whatever Ryan picks, if he picks me, I got to play this game. And I don't know how I feel about that yet.
You got one part anxious, one part excitement. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what we're going to have to play here in this next, you know, deep dive. All right. And then joining me and Josh, he is done exploring the depths of the ocean in Subnautica. He's now ready to pick our next game for us. It's Ryan.
Excuse me, guys. I've been underwater for way too long.
That's not a bad
air bubbles.
That was not a bad like drowning
was that good?
Impression.
Okay, that was good. That was totally impromptu. So
that was pretty good.
No. High marks, Ryan. I thought that was really good. All right. It's just so everyone out there knows, you can find us on socials everywhere at Video Gamers Pod. You can also support our show on Patreon and get some sick perks. Go take a look at multiplayersquad.com. All right, Josh, you got to be the person to have the honors of selecting our first Force a Friend game. How about you tell the people how this new format works in case this is the first one that they've heard?
Well, number one, we absolutely love these episodes. So what the Force a Friend is we all have had that friend where it's just like, dude, if you would just play this game that I love, I know you'd like it. And it's like most people go, yeah, well, I'm not picking it up. Well, we are making it so you don't get a choice. On these episodes, one of us gets to pick a game of our choosing to make one of the other hosts play. And the agreement is the other host will play that game. And then we'll come back 2 weeks later. We will review the game. We'll review, you know, what they thought about it. Did they enjoy it? Did they hate it? You know, and we'll kind of break down the game itself for people that maybe haven't played it or say, hey, I've thought about that game. I want to know, you know, what your thoughts are. Maybe I'll pick it up. We just did this with Subnautica. That was my first game that I picked for Ryan. And it's awesome because now we have listeners that are saying, hey, I think I want to pick up Subnautica. I liked what I heard. Ryan had good things to say about it. So now you've got me curious. And that's kind of the goal for these episodes, is to say, like, what happens when you get to make somebody play a game that you are interested in?
Yeah, and we've only done this once. So Ryan, being on the other side of things, being forced to play Subnautica, what was the experience like overall? Do you feel like it was kind of fun because you kind of had to play this game? Or was it kind of frustrating mixed with the fun? Kind of where did you end up in the end?
Everybody knows things you have to do are so fun, right?
Mandatory fun.
Mandatory fun, right? No, I genuinely did enjoy this game. I did see people on the Discord talking about, you know, maybe I'll play this or maybe I'll check it out. I encouraged them. It was a game I can honestly say I never would have played by myself. So Being able to get to touch that world and see what it's all about and put, you know, 20, 30 hours into it, was really cool. And so I think that's the whole kind of premise of this kind of segment we have is where we can make each other play games that we would have otherwise just kind of ignored. And even if they were great or amazing, they're by the wayside. They're older. You know, I'm not going to touch it. So I think it's really cool. I think that it does a lot for games that are maybe a little bit older, and we can, you know, just, you know, force each other to play them.
Yeah. And it's a little bit high stakes, because if you pick a game you love and the other person hates it, it kind of pops your balloon a little bit. And it's
why
a little
do you
bit
hate
sad.
This game?
Yeah.
But for our listeners out there, we do not share any info ahead of time. Josh and I have absolutely no idea what game Ryan is thinking. I mean, I think Josh and I have a couple guesses as to what it might be, but we have not spoken to each other. There are no hints. We have absolutely no idea. At the end of this episode, at least one of us is going to immediately log off and go buy this game because we have to start playing. That's how it works. We do not know what game we are playing later tonight, but it's going to be something here that Ryan chooses for us. Now, another really fun aspect of this is that we did shake up some of our Patreon perks. So we now have an option. If somebody decides to go legendary, they have an option to hijack a host. And that means that instead of one of us picking the game and who has to play it, it's in the hands of our legendary listeners. So if you pledge that, even for just 1 month, you can pick a game, pick which of us has to play it, give us a little bit of a write-up, we'll read it on the show, and then we'll cover it exactly the same way we do anything else. So if there is a game that you have been wanting us to cover that we just for some reason aren't, that's your choice to come in, and you can choose a game, hijack that episode, and pick for us.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to check that out, that's multiplayersquad.com.
And honestly, anything's on the table in that regard. You know, we have had people that say, here's a game that is near and dear to my heart. You know, Josh, I think you would absolutely love this if you just give it a shot, you know, or I've heard this game is absolutely terrible. Ryan, I want you to have to suffer through this game, you know, to tell me how bad it really is, you know, that kind of thing.
Because we're trying to make you quit.
Yeah. You know, so it is, it's open, you know, as far as that goes. You get the power at that point. You know, so it's one of those things where if we love the idea of getting the listeners involved, we love the idea of people picking games for us. Like, we have played some games that we never would have played if it had not been for the listeners saying, hey, I want you guys to play this. And we found some gems in that regard. So there's just a lot of fun to be had. We love putting games in front of people. You know, and honestly, it's fun when a game just doesn't work out sometimes. It's fun to trash it and talk about, you know, why it didn't work as well. And not every game is going to be a hit. Thankfully, Ryan likes Subnautica, you know, but there's going to be moments where we have to play something and it just doesn't click either. And, you know, those will be fun as well.
All right. So, Ryan, you are the man of the hour. You're going to tell us first what game we're going to play. Josh and I will give some reactions. I don't know if that'll swing your decision or not. And then you can tell us which of us has to play it. So I don't know if you maybe want to tease this out or read a description and make us guess or just tell us the game. It's totally up to you, Ryan. Why don't you go ahead and let us know what game we're playing?
Okay, I'm getting kind of nervous, guys. I'm not going to lie. I don't know that I like this feeling, man.
You think you're getting nervous. That's how I feel. Man. And now I got to try to tease the game. So I'm going to read the Steam description. I'm going to try to keep the game a secret right now. To see if you guys can try to, you know, maybe figure it out.
Just from description alone?
From description alone. Let's see if you guys... It's not very long, but let's see if you guys can figure it out. I'll cut out what I can. Let's see here.
Good.
Ushering in a new era franchise with cutting-edge technology powered by Fox Engine, it will provide players with first-game experience as they offer technical freedom and carry out an open-world mission.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, now... I do know a certain gaming series that has a military organization called Fox, so I think I know what this game probably is. I'm curious to know if Josh has any inclination.
The only thing, knowing Ryan and knowing the games that he loves and feeling like this definitely has a military flair, I'm going to say I think this is Metal Gear.
I think you are absolutely correct.
Okay.
And we're talking about open world,
which means it's later in the series, which is probably Metal Gear 5. which is Metal Gear Solid 5. Metal Gear, is that how
it's Metal Gear Solid 5?
Solid 5. Okay.
The Phantom Pain.
Phantom Pain, that's it.
Are we right, Ryan? Is that what we're playing?
Yes.
Yeah, we guessed it. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so now wait a minute. Because this is kind of giving things away here, too, because I know Paul has played this game, and I can't imagine Ryan's going to be like, Paul, you got to play it again.
I was debating so hard to put in the Fox Engine part, but yeah. I left it in because I was trying to figure out how to describe this game.
Fox Engine definitely gives it away a little bit, but that's okay. Not only have I played Metal Gear Solid 5, but ever since we decided to start doing Force a Friend, I have reinstalled a bunch of old games, and I have been doing a little bit of recon work. I just checked my Steam. I did play Metal Gear Solid 5 at the end of July, so I even have some recent time.
Really?
In this game. Mm.
So you'll be loaded up when you're forced to play. Right?
I will say this for people. I can't remember the last Metal Gear game that I played. I think it was the old NES or Super NES, where it was the 2D top down hiding in boxes type version of Metal Gear. I know that the series is number one beloved, and I think Metal Gear Solid is like a 5 series like block, right? Like it's Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right?
Yes, but it's also like one of the most confusing storylines and lore ever, because everyone's named Snake, but they're not the same guy, and there's different timelines. They're not in chronological order. It is very hard to follow the story of
Metal
Gear Solid.
There was the big boss, and there was the other big boss, and then...
Yeah, they're all goofy names.
And here's the goofy thing with this, is one of our listeners, shout out to Skippy, you're awesome, sent us some like Funko Pops and just memorabilia that they were like, hey, I think you guys would really like this. Ryan is holding his up. It's a psycho. Sure, I know that it's a Psycho Mantis because it was on the box, but then Ryan's just going around shouting, why can't I read your mind? And so I know there's like all these iconic like lines and characters and things like that. I just know nothing about this series, man.
I don't even know what you would say, Ryan. I would say it's got like political intrigue, but it's also got like social commentary stuff, a lot about things that we deal with right now in regards to like the NSA. They've always kind of like dealt with national security and what's the word I'm looking for? Like where they listen in on phone calls and all that kind of stuff. Surveillance. There's a lot of that stuff going on in Metal Gear, but like, Ryan, what is it to you that stands out so much? Because I know how much you love this series.
It's weird because I mean, I've told the story before on the podcast. So I played the way I got introduced to this series was through, you know, back in the day, they'd have game demos. You could buy a demo disc that had a bunch of different game demos on it. And I got the first Metal Gear Solid, not the original NES ones, but PlayStation 1, Metal Gear Solid. You played the first level and I was absolutely hooked. I was like, I got, you know, guns, I got, you know, sneaky missions, you know, all the cool stuff. I want this game. I was able to convince my grandma actually to buy it for me, and I was hooked. I replayed that game so many times. I bought every single one after that, and I've been a Metal Gear Solid fan since I can remember. So it's something that anytime there's any sort of news or anything about this game or this series, it, you know, it rings in my ear. So yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
So I'm sorry if I missed it. Officially, who are you picking to force to play this game?
So I did not say.
Yeah, he hasn't said yet.
I'm sure you guys can assume it's going to be Josh.
Yeah, I actually want it to be me. So like, to be honest, it'd be weird to make Paul play a game that he's already played before. But you guys
I'm going to be playing it anyway.
You guys have raved about this game since the beginning. Paul has been talking about Metal Gear Solid 5 since the podcast started 3 years ago. Ryan came in and went, Josh, you've never played Metal Gear Solid? And I'm like, dude, it's just one of those series like I never got into, man. And I will say that I have heard phenomenal things about Metal Gear Solid 5. I have looked at it. At one point, it was on sale for like $3 on Steam or Epic or some platform somewhere. And I just went, for $3, how can I not get it? And then I got distracted by something else and just never picked it up. So I'm actually glad you picked me for this because it sounds like it's my kind of game. I'll be honest, without you making me play it, I would probably continue to go through life just never having played the series and then feeling like I'm missing out on some of these characters and stuff. So I'm pretty pumped, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going into it excited, but I also know nothing. In my brain, I equate Metal Gear Solid as like Mission Impossible. Like, so it, like, my first thought is I'm going to be taking down some terrorist organization that's trying to nuke the world, and I get to be the hero for that. Is that like that's what I imagine.
So here's the deal though, like, knowing your ADD, like, if it takes skipping cutscenes to get you to progress more, do it.
Okay,
the game is not insanely long, but it is longer, but
it's a big game.
It's a big game, but there's so much to do. It's such an open world.
Now, is this true open world? Because I cannot imagine call this a military shooter, right? Is that a fair genre assumption? Military shooter? I mean, I know it's not like Call of Duty or like, is it like Splinter Cell? Like stealthy infiltrate your way into
all of the above. Everything.
Yeah. Okay.
It's everything.
But you're on horseback.
Yeah.
You're on
you can ride a horse. You can ride a horse to these other areas.
Now, is it really open world? Is it like Witcher 3 open world where I can just go wherever the heck I want and find something to get into? Because that seems weird to me for a shooter type game.
There's so many different areas that you can just travel to, and it's so hard to explain how much there actually is in this game, excluding the online play. Play.
Co-op? Competitive? Like, what is it?
No, it is not, but there's online play where you can have your own base, and then you can work on infiltrating other enemy bases, and you can have your soldiers, you know, different ranks, A, B, C, D, S, you know, S ranks. You can have all these different things. So that's a whole different section of the game that I found to be so amazing. I had so much fun. I spent so many hours just on the online portion, let alone the actual game.
There is a shocking amount of stuff that this game has to offer.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, but we're going to come back and we'll give some of our thoughts. And I do have some ideas as to whether or not I think Josh will like it. I think it'll be a lot of fun to talk about.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, we have returned. So there's like two things that do make me a little bit worried about you enjoying it, Josh. Ryan already hinted at one. Very long cinematic scenes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Now, wait,
you are going to get like straight up the first half hour of this game is like almost exclusively cutscenes.
It's a movie.
It's a lot.
It's a
lot.
Movie.
Yeah. But,
okay, grade it on the Final Fantasy 16 scale of cutscenes.
Better.
Like, less cutscenes.
There are fewer cutscenes, but they're far longer.
That's okay, though, because Final Fantasy 16 was just inundated with cutscenes every 10 minutes. And I just remember going like, dude, why so many? But so I don't mind good cutscenes if they're telling a good story at the same time. So my question then would be, do I need to know any backstory? Can I just hop in this game without any knowledge whatsoever?
You're good to go, bro.
Just really? Hop in. Okay.
Just right. Get in.
Just hop in, huh? I don't need to know nothing about 1, 2, 3, or 4.
There's no. Okay. No. You'll learn kind of where this takes place throughout the game, and if you do a little research after the fact, because hopefully once you play, then you'll want to like check out the other ones. But the way they've been released, and with Konami and Hideo Kojima, you know, it's kind of all over the place. So I think you'll be fine.
Now, Hideo Kojima, Metal Gear Solid 5, if I remember right, because I know he's done some weird stuff like Death Stranding and stuff, but this was like his last like masterpiece, right?
It was his last game with Konami, right?
Almost. He almost finished it. And then I don't think he actually was there for the end.
Interesting.
Yeah, he had left right before.
Yeah.
So the other thing...
I was going to ask what the other thing is, Paul.
yeah. Is that I know Josh really struggles in stealth. And you can play Metal Gear Solid 5 as a straight-up shooter if you really want to. There is an element of taking people out by stealth or with tranquilizer darts, or even later in the game, like, you do have partners that go out on missions with you. Sometimes it's just like a dog that'll run around and mark enemies on your map for you, or you can have like sniper support, things like that, that do switch up gameplay. And there is a big element of like moving bodies so you don't get discovered by patrols and things like that. And I know that that's not always your cup of tea. So I hope that you'll be able to find that right balance where you're not trying to force too much stealth or forcing too much action. You kind of have to like find that sweet spot where you go in stealth as long as you can, hopefully longer than we did in Payday 3. you got to be a little more stealthy than the first 30 seconds. And then when things go haywire, it's guns a-blazing until you clear everything out.
For me, that's the perfect mix because I actually love some stealth elements. Yeah. I do not like 100% stealth. I just get bored at that point. But if given the option of trying to sneak into a certain part, but then saying, hey, listen, the stealth failed, now you have another option, which is guns blazing, I love that. So that is a perfect mix for me. I just hate the 100% full stealth games where it's like, and I don't mind a mission where it's like, listen, we got to go in quiet and you got to beat this mission stealthy because we can't let them know or they'll blow up the world. Like, it makes sense in that context for me. Just don't make me do stealth all the time.
Yeah. No, and the cool thing about this is there is the ability to either go full stealth, full guns a-blazin', or a mix of the two. So you can come in, you could do what you need to do, get past this first part of it, and then, all right, I just want to shoot the last of these guys, and then you clear the stage, you know? So I really think that there's going to be a good mix to where you can find it, you know, acceptable for your play style. So I'm so excited for you to try this game, man. I was debating between a few, but I'm so excited for this.
I am excited, honestly. I've really wanted, you guys have been raving about this game for so long that I really want to see why you guys love it so much. And then I want to see, like, are you guys crazy or is it really just this good?
Okay, I will give you one warning. You are going to hate the first hour so much. Just know that going in, it's fine. You're not going to like it at first, and that's okay. There's a reason why this game is called The Phantom Pain. You can probably make a couple guesses. But there is a scene when I was replaying it. I played for like the first like 3 hours, and I just kept saying, I was actually laughing out loud saying, Josh would hate this so much, because there is a clip in the very beginning where you crawl out of a hospital bed, and you're army crawling with your arms.
Wait, is this
swear,
this game?
For 15
I remember
straight
you
minutes.
Telling me about this, Paul. That's this? Oh man, you guys. I but will it do gets my better. 15 minute army crawl. It's fine.
The enjoyment only goes higher and higher and higher. So don't worry. The first hour is a little slow. You're going to hate it. And then it's going to take off down the road.
I mean, it's not a bad idea to start a game really bad so that then people are like, this game just gets better and better.
Yeah. I'm very curious to hear your take once you're able to play it. I will say there is a little part of me that does wonder how well it's held up, because now there's so many open world options. This is not going to be open world like Starfield or Skyrim or Witcher 3, where there's a million things on the map to go do. For the most part, you're probably following your objectives, but there is a certain element of exploration and stuff, but it's all in the desert, so it's not like super exciting to explore. You can kind of see in between all the bases and outposts. It's gonna be fun. I'm definitely gonna be playing this one as well, because I would love to be able to do a full playthrough if I can squeeze it in. But I know Phantom Liberty is also on the horizon for the Cyberpunk expansion. Ryan, I know we only have a few minutes left, but I think you brought some development facts about the game that you're going to share with us.
Yeah. I got some dev facts and then some reviews. So this game for the development cost over $80 million.
That's a big budget.
$80 million, people.
Well, and this game, I did look it up, was released in 2015. So an $80 million budget in 2015, this is considered like an absolute AAA title then.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with how much, they've put in these types of games, they've definitely put in the money in that. Another one I believe it was near the end. I don't think he actually finished the game with the developers. Hideo Kojima and Konami had a really bad split near the very end of the game. He went off. He branched off, made Death Stranding, potentially coming up, I believe, Death Stranding 2. So he kind of branched off and did his own thing. He was the master core of everything with these games. A lot of people say that the game is unfinished because he wasn't there at the end. So I'll kind of leave it up to you to decide how you feel near the end if you make it there. But that's one of the big things, is that they put a lot into this, but they just kind of had a parting of ways and didn't, finish together.
Now, is there a part of the game where you can kind of tell, like, this doesn't feel like Hideo Kojima anymore? Like, can you tell in the game, I guess, is my question.
Not that I could see personally, but, I'm also, a fanboy, so.
Right.
Well, it's going to be very fun to play. I didn't look up how long it takes to beat this game, but I'm guessing it's 35-ish hours.
It says the main campaign is 46 hours, guys.
Oh, 46. Okay, it's even a little longer.
I got a little nervous when I saw that. I double-checked. I said, no, not to 100% it. It actually says to 100% this game is 161 hours.
You should see the reviews I have up here.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's hear this, Ryan. I don't know if this is going to get me hyped or make me scared here.
So I got three here. So the first one is this should make you hyped. Do you ever want to play a single video game in human history that at the same time while watching a movie and listening to 80s hits but never had the time or money? Not a problem. Thanks to Metal Gear Solid, you can now play a stealth game that is also an action game and an online shooter, a base management simulator, a TV series, a jukebox, and maybe, who knows, a coffee machine as well.
All very true. And you have some like movie stars in there, like Kiefer Sutherland voices one of the characters. I don't remember who else is in it, but it's very high production and it really does offer a lot. I forgot about the music, because I think the game does take place during the 80s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
decade,
you do get
boys.
A lot of the 80s
oh,
music.
Oh, that's my decade. Say no that's, more. I love
I, it. I want to say that's exactly why I pulled that review.
I love it already. It's the best game ever, guys.
Oh, if it has any Journey songs, we know Josh will love it.
Oh, gosh.
All right, you got another review, or was that the other one?
No, I do. I got two more. So the next one, this guy's got 1,300 hours on play. What? Yeah, the last one had 170. This one has 1,300. But best decision I ever made was buying this game. I have an extreme addiction in anything Metal Gear related now. So it makes sense on the hours.
Signed, Rymaster Flex.
Signed, Rymaster Flex. No, this wasn't me, but that was another another player.
So is that the online portion that you could spend 1,300 hours in?
Either replaying, or I know that I personally spent a mountain of time. You'll see once you get in, if you want to get into the online portion, you basically, not to spoil too much, but you have to kind of manage a base and get characters and guys and infiltrate. It's so cool. You take like the core base aspect of the game as far as infiltration, espionage, action, and you do it as far as jumping into somebody else's base.
Okay. So, interesting.
Super cool. Super awesome. Definitely spent a lot of time doing that. And then the last one I have is, never played Metal Gear Solid before, but I must say, Kojima, you're pretty good. And that was the last one.
Okay,
so.
I am legitimately excited for this. I will 100% the second we're done recording go download it and probably start it tonight, to be honest. Although we might have to play a couple more rounds of Payday 3 while we still can.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I will throw in one last thing. There's a very funny mechanic where sometimes you have to extract characters and bring them back to your base, because your base is like, is it like an aircraft carrier, Ryan? Is that what it's on?
Yep.
It's out in like in the ocean. But sometimes you have to put a character on horseback with you and ride out to a helicopter and extract. But you can also extract characters by just attaching a giant balloon, and they will shoot 400 miles per hour straight up into the area, and you hear them scream, and then you go to your base and they show up there. So it's, I don't know if it's like in like the a Dark Knight,
yeah, the sky
in the movie,
the sky hook. Yeah,
that is exactly what it is with characters in Metal Gear Solid.
Oh man,
that and I'm so great. Excited because I honestly, like I was gonna say, in it more than I guess like what we talked about, it's more of like a oil rig like out in the middle of the ocean than you know, anything else.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's more of like an oil rig, but having said that, it's awesome. Graphics again are absolutely beautiful. The online play that you can do with infiltrate and other bases is amazing. And then I am 100% using this excuse to replay this game. So I'm gonna play it with you, Josh.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be online. I'm going to grind it out. You know, instead of playing Star, I guess I'll never play Starfield. I'll just keep playing.
Now that's
other games.
On you, man, because you can play whatever you want at this point. You know. Okay, so then one question. I know we got to wrap this up. Would you rather I focus on trying to get through the story, like the actual game, or would you want me to dedicate some time to trying the online portion?
I would say do like an 80-20.
80-20?
Get as far as you can with the story. Get in with Quiet. You're going to meet her. She's a beautiful young lady. You'll like her a lot. And then hop online. Just mess around with it. It doesn't take a lot to understand what it is, but I think you'll enjoy that part of it. So I want you to like check it out a little bit. But
okay.
I think overall, I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Okay.
Yeah. And doesn't this game give you a rating after each mission?
Yes.
Like DCBA, S plus. You get a little bit of that going on.
Challenge me, man. Don't challenge me. They get the first C I get, I'm like, no way, man. That's no C performance.
Oh, you'll get like negative points for being detected, leaving bodies around, stuff like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry. I would not replay any missions, but if you go in guns blazing, you're going to get lower scores. I'll just say that. But that's okay. That's fine. Play it however you find fun.
Paul won't judge you, but I will.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. And then we can do this last part very quickly. Ryan, I think you have the user score. Is it the user score on Steam?
So this one
you have, or is it Metacritic?
I have Metacritic. So, okay.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Because I know this game. I mean, this game is hyped. It's beloved. I'm gonna say 92 or 9.2 or whatever it is.
I don't think it's gonna be that high. I'm gonna say 8.5.
Okay. Paul was a lot closer because Metal Gear Solid players hate themselves. Okay. So we're
they're a picky bunch.
We're an 8.2.
8.2. I was only a whole point off, guys. But, that's really close.
But having said that, the Metascore is a 93.
Ooh. Oh yeah, critics love.
So well, critics what I was love the game. Guys. Yeah. So the game that's itself. Meant, right? Yeah. That's why I said. Us players, we hate ourselves, so we just want to hate the game. So,
all right. Well, I'm excited. So we'll give it roughly 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's always the goal, is to record our deep dive 2 weeks. So if we are able to stick to schedule, we will come back and release an episode on October 2nd, where we will have our full deep dive on Metal Gear Solid 5. If we end up needing a little bit more time, it might get pushed, but at least that's the plan for now. Any closing thoughts or questions? Anything else we need to prep Josh for? We feeling all right?
I'm excited, man. I think I'm more excited for this than Ryan was for Subnautica. So we'll see how that pans out in the end. You know, as far as like, oh man, why did I have all that excitement?
Well, this is a better game, so.
Oh. all right, we'll see.
I would have to agree as well.
dang it. Now I'm going to the scores. Let's see what the community thinks.
All right. Well, I think that wraps everything up here for today. So make sure to come back and check out our deep dive on the Phantom Pain. Also, check out our other episodes throughout the week. We got a lot going on. Make sure to follow the pod. Once again, socials, we're everywhere at Video Gamers Pod. And that wraps everything up. So thank you so much for listening. It's been a blast. Until next time, happy gaming.
See ya.
All right. See you, everybody.